This is GQDN for Friday, May 24th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Oh, those drink mixes are good. Really good stuff. So go pick one or two or three. Put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line. Get the shaker too. And if you do that, you get 25% off of your purchase. SwiftEnergy.gg, promo code QUEST. Put in the promo code QUEST. Do it. By Patreon.com/TheGroupQuest and by StackUp.org. In today's news, we have a couple of sales, a bit of a movie coming, and Skull and Bones could have a free trial for season two. Interesting. But we got to start with a little bit of a feedback from other developers. GamesRadar did say that The Last of Us director Neil Druckmann is getting hit back by some of the other game developers because Druckmann was talking about AI and the use of AI, and that is where The Last of Us would be in game development and where AI would affect voice acting, art, or something else. But he did bring some debates because of his thoughts about AI. So, since he was supporting some of the uses for AI in game development, well, that wasn't peachy for everybody. So, here is what the Dragon Age creator David Gator say on Twitter about this. Quote, if you read the interview, it's pretty telling that his idea of storytelling is all about direction. The only thing of preventing AI from improving on Naughty Dog's own writers, apparently, is the ability to provide it with nuisance direction, some ethical issues aside eventually. This ignores the idea that collaboration is a thing, that all those people who work under a director didn't get into games just to be paid less and worked. They're all storytellers at heart, and they love games. They are not an impediment to be cast aside for AI yes man. But he wasn't the only one talking, because a freelance game writer and narrative designer named Nessa Cannon did raise some concerns for the quality of the story content that is generated by AI. Quote, I love to watch a video of him attempting to use AI to push the boundaries of storytelling. I want to see him try to convince me in real time that the content ChatGPT makes by mashing together bits from cliche writing books and stolen work is revolutionary. And that is from Nessa, the writer. And of course, some other people got onto Twitter to show their displeasure about this through pictures and maybe some shorts, other things. But yep, he got his feedback all right. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. Now, Eurogamer says that both Titanfall and Apex Legends Studio is looking for a new senior director with some multiplayer first-person shooter experience. So yes, Respawn is recruiting a design director, and they want them to join the game team. Now, there's no idea right now whether that person will be joining a new game, a new team, directing the new team, or a part of an existing team. But this spot is available. In fact, Hazador Gaiman, Dragon of Dojima, on Twitter did say, quote, Respawn Entertainment is working on a new multiplayer FPS project. As per LinkedIn post, role demands significant professional experience designing multiplayer FPS experiences. So what could that be? What could that be indeed? We'll find out, won't we? And if we find out, you'll be the first to hear about it from us. Now, this is going bad. We're just breaking bad. Multiverses via DualShockers.com wants to add Walter White to the game. In fact, the Multiverses director, Tony Huno, heard an outcry from the community because the community wanted to add Breaking Bad's Walter White. So he did an interview with the gamer, and Hune did say that Walter White has not been added to the game already. saying that the process is, quote, complicated, end quote. But he does want it to happen. So he's trying to tell his fellow developers to get it done. So if they can get Walter White, they're trying to. And here's what Hoon did have to say about it. Maybe for some proof, quote, it's complicated, but I will personally be pushing as hard as I can to make that happen. Everything that happens with third parties in general, there are things that players don't understand. It's more complicated, and it's not a super straightforward process. So there's no promises there, but I will personally be trying really hard. Now, the gamer was also curious about Daffy Duck, and he did not give a yes or no answer to it. But he was very coy on the answer, so we'll see if Daffy Duck does come to it.
Oh, I can see the Facebook reels now.
Yeah, but they won't be in this game. I guarantee you that. PC Gamer did say that The Sims 4 is going to have a DLC and some bug fixes because people were pushing for it. Because it is EA.
So, on the official Sims account on Twitter, because a lot of people were pushing for it, The Sims had to make a statement. Quote, to our community, we know that technical issues with The Sims 4 have interrupted your gameplay over time, and we recognize that this has caused you much frustration. Today, we can share that we have assembled a team to invest in the core game experience, including tackling your reported concerns. This newly formed and focused team means we'll be able to increase both the number of the fixes and the frequency with which we ship these batched updates. Our first release is scheduled for the next patch later this month, May 2024, with others following roughly every 2 months. The details this month's release are in the laundry list, which is available now in the Sims 4 newsroom. Additionally, we'll continue making core improvements on the performance of Sims 4. Our next patch will include optimizations across platforms, so the game uses less memory. As a result, you may experience fewer crashes, a better frame rate, and or a more responsive simulation. Thank you for continuing to play and invest The Sims 4. Our team is more dedicated than ever to developing great The Sims 4 gameplay experiences into the foreseeable future, and we appreciate your support as these critical improvements roll out. So there may be some stuff coming, but people are leaving. Uh-oh. Elvin, your matches may be waiting for more people. Eurogamer.net did say that Helldivers 2 has seen a drop in the player numbers since its release. Now, the game did have some initial success, being a part of PlayStation's fastest-selling game ever. But the Steam charts has showed a pretty steady drop since February, because there was 458,000, almost 459,000 concurrent players, but over the last 30 days, the peak was 166,000. So it dropped about 64%. So February had about 208,000 people in the game, but the average player count has dropped to 78,000 over the last month, which is a 62% drop. So, yeah, they backtracked on their plans. That's what Sony did, because they are, quote, still learning what is best for PC players, end quote. So the numbers are going down. They're going down, but this one might be going up. Oh, shift up, what did you do? IGN did say that Stellar Blade, the new update, will have new bosses, new outfits, and lots of other stuff. So it's going to have a new boss challenge and new outfits for Eve. So while the game does look good, the skins that she's going to have be pretty interesting. In fact, what Kim Hyung-tae did say, quote, choose the minimum preset for a true challenge, which is extremely understated, or the maximum preset, which has all of your skills and stat buffed up, if you want to taunt the boss with some spectacular combat. And IGN is showing some of the outfits of what's going to happen. But yes, they're going to have a boss mode or a boss challenge, which will have players against the 19 bosses from the base game. And the progression, the boss challenge, will require some battle data from the bosses you previously defeated. Now, you can also fight the bosses on hard difficulty after you've seen the ending of the game. But there's also some quality of life improvements. So if you go to ranged attack mode, you could switch back while locked on to the enemy, and you could automatically lock on the enemy again. Now, I said Helldivers 2 lost some people. They're not the only ones. Because Pure Xbox did say that Skull and Bone Season 2 has to do a free trial because the players are leaving the game on Xbox. So, Skull and Bones will be getting a week-long free trial, and that was just after the game's second season was released. And Ubisoft did say that players across all platforms can try the game out free from May 30th to June 6th, and there will be no content limitations during this time. Now, the second season will come out May 28th, and really what Ubisoft is hoping is that people will come back, because they have reported that they've lost 90% of the Xbox players since its release. So maybe they'll come back. We shall see. That's okay. How'd you like a monitor? Monitors are good, because PC Games N did say you can save up to $500 on the LG curved OLED gaming monitor. It's curved. Well, it is Memorial Day weekend, and Best Buy has an OLED gaming monitor deal up right now. Now, this is a 34-inch LG Ultra Gear model, which has some of the specs that could make it the best curved gaming monitor. And that's when you consider that you'd be on the cusp of the OLED revolution. Because right now, that game was at $1,300, and right now it's at $900, which is $400 saving. But you could sign up for the My Best Buy Plus, which will save you another $100. So basically that would bring the price down on that monitor to $800. Now, the monitor is also on sale on the LG store, but the better sales at Best Buy. The LG store is listing the product at $1,100. But like I said before, Best Buy, if you're a part of Best Buy Plus, you can get it for $800. Now, PC Games N also said that you can get a lot of FPS games for $20. Once again, all part of the Humble Bundle. Here we go. So what's in this Humble Bundle? Doom 64, Blood Fresh Supply, Syngold, Turok, Turok 2, Seeds of Evil, Turok 3, Shadows of Oblivion Remastered, Rise of Triad, Ludicrous Edition, Power Slaved Exhumed, Forsaken Remastered, and a 10% discount coupon for the PO'd Definite Edition. So, yep, there's Doom. That's $154 worth of stuff. And you can get it for $20. Doom. Oh, might be a new movie coming. Because DualShockers.com did say that there's a Street Fighter movie logo that revealed a hilarious real-life Street Fighter skit. Now, the Street Fighter movie has debuted the first logo, and fans were excited to see that from the Capcom's classic 1v1 franchise. And for the video games world, Street Fighter VI did showcase the final character in the year one roster, Akuma. Now, if you remember, back in 1994, the movie starred Jean-Claude Van Damme, among others, and they also had a mid-90s television series going over two seasons. And The Legend of Chun-Li was released back in 2009, but that was one of the worst films ever made. So, will this film be made? We'll see. But there was a funny skit going on with it. We'll see. If all things go well, twitch.tv/DawnForge. We be back for the weekly show. This has been a DawnForge production 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow. If we don't, have a happy Memorial Day weekend. Go visit a veteran. I could take a few visitors. Go play some games, people.